but rather they put it into the yam, Shosa Shloimer. The Shloimer Melech made a special big yam, a big mikvah. Heavy matvule. The Tony Rabbi Chiya. Yam Shosa Shloimer. This big mikvah that Shloimer Melech made, Machzik, how big was it? Meyo v'chamisha mikvah Torah. 150 mikvahs could fit into that one mikvah that he made. There's at 150 times 40 saw. That's how big that mikvah was. So that mikvah, that's where they were tovel the shulchan. So I think the Maratz Chayit speaks out that really the shaila, when would the shulchan become tamei? They used to use the shulchan, touch it only on Shabbos. On Shabbos, they used to take off the old lechem upon him and bring in the new lechem upon him. But throughout the week, they didn't touch the shulchan. So mistami, if it became tamei on Shabbos. So the avamin was, it was tamei on Shabbos. They wanted to be tovel on Shabbos also. So they couldn't carry the shulchan outside too far because there's an Issur Hotzah. Therefore, they thought on Shabbos would only be tabled the shulchan inside the mikdash itself. So the havamina was the only mikvah you had in the mishkan, in the mikdash itself, was either this amah bein amah of the amah samayim, or else the special mikvah they had there. The Mordechai gets terrorists, no. If I said the yam shoshkleimah was right nearby, there wouldn't be an Issur Hotzah. Therefore, they were able to take the shulchan even on Shabbos and be tabled in the yam shoshkleimah. Mishnah says, "Lo yifchus aloy me'arba koises." That everybody, you have to, if a noni goes around collecting money, you have to give him enough money that he should have dalad koises. And we spoke out yesterday to Machlokes Rishonim. Does everybody have to have dalad koises? That's the way we do lemaisa. We give everybody, the wife, the husband, the children. Everybody has their own dalad koises. The other side, there's some sheets of Rishonim that learn no, that dalad koises is just like kiddush. It's enough if one person makes dalad koises for everybody. But I call upon him the oni, he has to have enough money to buy the dalad koises. Chesi Gemara, heichi mesakni rabbonim midi to yosi bolo de takonim. How could rabbonim make a takonim that was supposed to drink four cups of wine? Dalad koises. There's ninyan of zugos. When you do things in pairs, 2-2-2, it's a bad for the shadim. They'll be mad at you. It's a sakana. You put yourself in danger. V'atanya, we learned. Lo yoicha lo dam trei. A person should not eat two things. Don't eat two pieces of cake. V'lo yish de trei. Don't drink two glasses of wine or anything. V'lo yikaneach trei. Don't wipe yourself twice. V'lo yaseh troch of trei. Don't do your trochim. Rashbam said troch there means tashmish. Don't have tashmish with your wife two times. If you do it two times, that's bad for mazikim. So you see, doing things that pairs two times is no good. So here, how could a chum be misakin, leil pesach, drink four koises and stop then? Bechur yending off bezugais is bad for the mazikim. And for the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman Omakro, the Pasuk says, leil shimurim, leil hamishumer obo min hamazikim. Tonight, leil pesach, you don't have to worry about the mazikim. Tonight, HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches us. It's a special school called Leil Shemurim. We're watched by Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Mazikim won't harm us. Therefore, Pesach by night, we're able to say, have dalad koises. That's one teretz. Rava says, Kosh Shabracha, that we have our third kois, that we make Birchas Hamazon on, that's Mitztaref L'Toiva, V'yene Mitztaref L'Ruah. I tell you, the third kois, it only helps for the Torah for something good and not for something bad. So that means the Rashbam learns, Rav Oimer, Kosh Shal Birchas Hamazon, the bottom last line, Shu Shlishi, that's the third Kosh, L'Ro'en Mitztaref, L'Hashlem Zugais, it doesn't make that now with the fourth Kosh you have four altogether, L'Sakonim, in Shaisu Revi Achra, if you drink a fourth cup afterwards, it's not considered like you have four cups now. No, this third cup does not include. So you only had then three cups. V'chi Agav Narmin L'Kamom, Yishmerech L'Ro'en Mitztaref. Mashenken Latoiv is good. Let's say you only drank two cups. You only drank two. And now you drink the Brichas Hamazon. That is considered like you have a third cup and you won't have any Zugas. But I call upon him, the third cup only helps for good and not for bad. So now when you drink your fourth cup, we look as if the third cup was not part of the cups. And therefore you only had three cups, not four cups. There would not be a Shalom Mazikim. Yeah. Ravina says another teretz. Arba koseit kinu rabbonin. The rabbonin were masakin like four separate mitzvahs. Drink four koises. Derech eris. Each kois by itself has a special inyan by itself to be derech eris. And kol chodo v'chodo mitzvah b'yapei nafshe. Every single kais is his own mitzvah. There's a special mitzvah in each one of them. Therefore, it's not considered like a series you're drinking now, four kais, you look at it as if it's zugai's pears, but rather you have four single cups. Each one has a special mitzvah by itself. So Shbam learns that mitzvah b'yapei nafshe, v'yayim itzar from zeh lezeh. We don't look like it's one big number four, but rather there are four singles, each one separately. Each one is a separate mitzvah by itself. That's one of the reasons why we make a special bracha, a bar priyagofen, on each kais by itself. Because we hold each kais is called a special mitzvah by itself. Is hu layas, for the Gemara, nashim, layas etzroch of trei, what do you say now before that you can't have tashma shamita with your wife, you can't have it two times in one night? For the Gemara, why not? Nimlachu, the Guri, after each one is called like a separate time. So Rashbam explains, Nimlachu, the tashmish rishon gomer biyosoi, obot la tavosoi. As if you had the first tashmish and let out the zera, so it's considered like you have finished your tiver at that time, and then the eva dies down. If you have another tashmish later, that's called like a second thing by itself. So you're not start the two things together. Like if the svara east tashmish is called a separate tashmish by itself, like the eva dies down afterwards. So it's called another maisa later. So why is there an inyan of zugais? And who are the Naga, the Gemara forget, other places say that a person wants to have bonim scharim, the Gemara says, how do you do it? Be boil and do have a second time via. Master forget, there is an Indian to have it two times. So it's good that the Gemara's territory would be good. That there's not a shiloh of zugos by tashmish, because when you finish one tashmish, that's called it's finished. If you do a second time, that's something new, it's a new start. So Bazar, what's shan here? How can the bride before says, you should not do it two times, it's like zugos? So Gemara says, Omer Abai Yochikoma. This is what the bride meant to say. Lo yoichal trei, don't eat two pieces of bread or anything of twos. V'yishta trei, don't drink two cups. V'lo yaset shrochav afilo pamachas. And after you did this, after you drank two cups, or after you ate two cups, you should know, the mazikim are after you, don't go and have tashmish now. Afilo pamachas, even one time, don't have tashmish now. Dilma cholashu misro. Maybe because now you'll have tashmish, since before that you drank two cups. The mazikim are after you, they'll do harm to you b'shas tashmish. That's what the Braita means to say. Not that it's an inyan not to have two times tashmish. It means if you did two things before that, that the mazikim are after you, now don't have tashmish. So the Rashbam Mochikoma, lo yoichal trei, v'yasa tzroch v'afilu pamachas. Don't drink or eat two things and have even tashmish one time. Klaima, odom shochel zugas. The person ate pears. Yizor ba'atzma, be careful, shlo yishamash mitos, don't have tashmish now. Ach rechen after that. Adzman ruba, wait a time. Cause dilma cholash machmas tashmish. Maybe you come a little bit sick, you come weak, because of tashmish. V'yadi de bezugas koi misra mazlein. Now that you had zugais before, so the mazikim are after you. And now that you're a little bit weak, your mazl is dead, the mazikim will harm you. So that's what the Christ was saying. After you had zugais, don't have tashmish. Tana rabbonin. Somebody drinks two times, two pears, like two cups, you should know there's something, you're putting your blood on your head. That means, you're like putting an oven mist upon you. You're like killing yourself, like we'll soon see later. Zugas come after you, the mazikim come after you, and they may kill you. Omer Rav Yehuda, when is this said, bizman shlaroa p'nei ashuk? It means you drank one cup, and in between, you did not go outside to the street. If a person, after he drank one cup, went out to the street, and then he came back in again, now he's allowed to drink a second cup. They're not mitzarif one to the other. If you went out in between, that's not called zugis. Om Rav Ashi, chazinele le Rav Chanina bar bivi, the akol koso, and after each cup that he would drink, have enoughic, he would go outside, v'chozi ape shuka, and he would go see the street. Another, like we just learned, he wanted to drink like two cups. So after he finished his first cup, he would walk outside to the street and then come back in again and have a second cup. That's not called zugas. This is only bad if after you drink the zugas, the two cups, you want to go on the street. Then it's the mazikim will come after you. Then in your house, don't drink two cups. But if you just want to stay in your house, then there's nothing wrong. You could drink two cups and stop then. There wouldn't be any mazikim after you then. Rabbi Zeru Amar, v'lishon kolotzet v'erdomi. The person, after he drinks these two cups, wants to go to sleep. That's also bad, as if you're going out to the derech, to the road, and you have to be careful, the mazikim will be after you. So don't drink two cups before you go to sleep. Omer Rav Papa, v'loset l'beis ha-kisei, Kolotis Aderech Domi. Who did it? If you have to go to the Beit Akisa, you also don't drink or eat two things before that, because also the Mazikim will be after you. Obebeisoy, Loishrek Gemara, is that true? That you could drink two cups as long as you stay inside your house? Ivor Rava. When Rava used to drink cups, Mani Kishuri, he used to count the beams of the roof. In other words, he drank one cup, and he like made a sim and he counted one beam. He drank another cup, he counted another beam. In other words, he made sure he knew how many cups he drank, not to hand off just to have two or four cups. He made sure to have an odd number. So you see, even though he was staying in his house, still he was makbid not to drink zugais. V'yabayim b'yabayim, kishosi chodakos, when he used to drink one cup, mankit la'ima trey kosi, betray yodhi. His mother was there to make sure he did not end up with two cups, so she used to right away bring him another two cups. So now we had three. In other words, even though Abaye was staying in the house, his mother was very makpid, he should never end up with zugais. Vaita, another kasha, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, ki avishos tre kosi, when he used to drink two cups of wine or anything, manket le sham echad kosam, his shamash would come, wait, he would come and bring him another cup. Chod kosa, let's say he only drank one cup, manket le tre kosa, betray yodoy, the shamash, the waiter, would come in and give him two cups in his two hands. In other words, you see, even though these people stayed inside the house, still there was akpada, they should not end up just drinking two cups. And we just got finished saying it's only bad if you go outside the street. But if you stay home, there's nothing wrong with it. Here you see, for these Amoraim, even if they stay home, also it's bad. And if the Gemara, Adam Choshev Shani, a Choshev person, a respectful person, for them, the Mazikim are after them. And they have to be careful, even if they stay home, they can't end off just drinking two. Hashbam says, Adam Choshev Shani, the Masri Shedim Navshay Lazuki, the Shedim Amoisa Nefesh to get them. Therefore, they have to be more careful. Omarula, Asara Kaisas Ain Ben Mishum Zugas. When you have 10 cups, there's no union of Zugas. There's nothing wrong with that. So Rashbam says, Asara Zugas, Kaisas Ain Ben Mishum Zugas, Vechol Shchein Tzvev, of course, if you have more. Whereas 10, there's no more Zugas. So Mara says, Ulu the time, Ulu goes going to his time, the Yom Ula, Vriyamu Maslisan Tono, Asara Kaisas, Tiknu Chachom Beisovel. By a Beisovel, there's an union, but times of Chazal, they used to have 10 different cups there, 10 different brachas they made there. So the question was, if you can tell me 10 cups has an union of pears and it's bad for the mazikim, for zugois, how could the rabbanon come and be misakin that a base oval, you have to drink 10 cups of wine there? The kura has an union of sakana. Telumai, the pshat izul holds that 10 already is too much. The mazikim don't come after you if you drink 10 cups. It's only 8 or less. But more than 10 or more, there's nothing wrong. Rashbam says, like it says, the Perakam with the Ksub is the first timer. The Mar Ksub talks about these 10 cups, the 10 brachas by the base of them. So Mar Alvatimna Yesh Be Mishum Zugais. But if you drink 8 cups, there's a shalom, you have to be careful, Mishum Zugais. The Mazikim will be after you. Rav Chizda says, no, Rav Chizda Rabba Barafuna Diyamri Tavayu, Sholem. By the Birchas HaKahanim, the word Sholem, that's the 8th word, he says, L'toivim Etzdar. It only makes that if you have 6, or L'Sholem is the 7th word, is the 7th word. So the 7th word, Sholem, only helps L'Toiva, Mitzdarev. In other words, if you drank already 6 cups, and now you drink a 7th one, the 7th one takes away from the Zugas of 6. But the 8th cup, in other words, number 7 is not Mitzdarev to number 8. Number 7, the word Sholem, that's the 7th word in Birchas Kanim, is not Mitzdarev to make 8 into Zugas. So exactly what the word Sholem has to do with the cases, I'm not sure, but that's the way of learning here. That the 7th word, the word Sholem, only helps L'toiva. It helps that you drank already 6 cups, and now you drink a 7th cup. There's no union of Zugais. But if you drink another cup, an 8th cup, he holds there's nothing wrong, there's no union of Zugais. Vaita avashisa yeshpem mishum Zugais. But if you only drink 6 cups, then Rav Chizda also Zmaida is bad for Mazikim. Rav of every door of Isis became less and less. The next generation already, Rabbi of Rabbi Yisrael, the Armut of Ayah, they both said, the Vichuneka, that's the 5th word, Vichuneka, is also L'Toivah Mitzdarf. It helps if you drank 4 cups, now you drink a 5th one, it takes away the Zugas for number 5, of the Royal Lam Mitzdarf. But if you drink a 6th cup, number 5 is not Mitzdarf with 6. So Mele 6 is also alright. Avalabo Yesh Bemishum Zugas. But drinking 4 cups, that's still an Indian of Beit for Zugas. Abayev Rav, already in the last generation, by Abayev Rav's times, the Yarmut Tavar, they both said, Nein, V'yishmerecha, L'toivah Mitzdarev, The third word, Yishmerecha, makes it that if you drink three, that it takes away from the zugus of two, but if you drink four, there's no zugus. Three is not mitzvah to number four. Therefore, four is okay. Marviyaz the Rav the time, Rav goes according to Shita, the Rav of Kinul Rabbon and Biyabakosis. When he used to have Rabbon and Talmidim being over his house, he used to let them drink four cups of wine, Lavdafka and Pesach, throughout the year. He used to let them drink four cups and then throw them out. So Lechura, the question was, how could he stop them after four? Lechura, four is Zugais. You can't stop after four. But there it says, in Abaye of Rav's times already, even four was no chashash of Mazikin. Number three, it's not mistar after four to make it into Zugais. So Gemara says now, Afagav the Yiskot Rav Balivoy, even though Rav Balivoy got hurt, he drank four cups. And vice versa, then the Mazikim did hurt him. So you see Lechura four times is bad for Zugais. So Gemara says, Lechoshta Lemilsei, still it didn't bother Abaye of Rav. Why? The Yoma, Abaye of Rav both said, that the reason why Rav Balivoy got hurt after he drank four cups is not stam because the zugas, the mazikin got after him, rather because the Omar, who mishum the ice from the pirke heavy, he used to be a big troublemaker in shir. He used to ask a lot of kasha in the middle of the shir. He used to bother the Rebbe a lot. And since he bothered the Rebbe a lot, that's why he got this punishment back. Shpam says, the Eisim Epirka, Sheik Shali B'Shasa Drosh, used to ask me a kasha in the middle when I said my drosha. Uvai Sheini B'Rabim, who is Mavayishmi B'Rabim, Shadakar Hoyla Hakshasle B'Rabim. He used to ask the question in front of everybody. So because he was Mavayishmi B'Rabim, that's why he got the Sainish back, he got his Hezek. But not because of Zugas. So therefore, Bayev Rab holds red in their times, four, there was nothing wrong with four. Omar Rab Yosef, Omar li Yosef Sheda. Yosef the Shade told Rabbi Yosef that Ashmadoi Malka the Sheda, the king of all the Shadim, he's called Ashmadoi. He's the king of them. Memunahu Akula Zugi. He's the king. He's the one that takes care of anybody that drinks zugais or eats pears. You do things in pears. He's the Shade that harms you. So what's nafkamina the king, Ashmadoi, this Shade, the king of the Shadim, he's the one that harms people that eat zugais. What's nafkamina? The Torah says, "Umalko layikri mazik." A melech doesn't do such harm. So therefore, you should know it's not so bad if you eat zugos. Like you won't get that harm. Fly it. The Shbam says, "Layikri mazik." And rogu bekach. The gnayu loy. It's not nice for the king himself to do harm. Therefore, lechashin lezugos. Therefore, we're not so afraid now about zugos. The milsad lashchichi. It's not so gefelich. Or miyul zim the nizik. But sometimes you will get hurt. Veroitz lahachmir blasias niterusa yisarot ovid. If somebody wants to watch himself, Avada, there is an Indian not to do things in pairs. But you should know that this pshat, since it's the king of the Mazikim, he won't harm you too much. Eka the Amri, some say just the opposite way. Eka the Amri, law, lohai gisa, just the opposite. They say it this way. Ada Rabbi, just the opposite way. Malka, king, reschonhu, he's an angry person. Madaboy of it, whatever he wants, he could do. There's no gedorm. If he wants, he can kill you right away. Shamelech, purwitz, geder, lasus, laderech, vein, moichim, biyodai. A king, if he wants to go through a road, he'll just break down the gedder, he'll break down the fence there, and go through. A king can do what he wants, nobody can stop him. So just the opposite. Since the shade that takes care of Zugais is the king of the shadim, Ashmadoi, for a cat, you have to be very, very, very careful. Because the king can do whatever he wants, he doesn't have to answer to anybody. Omar Rav Popo said, Omar li Yosef Shidoi, the shade Yosef told me, that betray katlinen. If you drink two things, two kais, or eat two things, you have to be careful. Maybe they'll come to kill you even. Biarbo, if you eat four things, like katlinen, they won't kill you anymore. Now, biarbo, maskinen. If you eat four, they'll be mazik, they'll harm you. Betray, but still the difference. If you eat two, drink just two, bein b'shege bein b'mezid. Whether you deal it willingly or not willingly, they'll come to be mazik you. The arbo, if you did drink four, then b'mezid in, only if you know willingly you did it. B'shaygig loy. But with b'shaygig, they won't harm you. V'yishtole v'yikri fetgmer. What's going to be if by mistake you went ahead and drank two things? V'nofik, and you went outside. Sechur is a shalof and a sakona. B'frat, if you only drank two cups, so you have an inyav mazikim after you now, what should you do? And you went outside, what should you do now? Maitakante. What's the etzah to save yourself from the mazikim? Russian, Bezugais Maitakante. Is Linkat Zakfid Diyodid Yemini? Let him take his right thumb, the yodeh the small, put it into his left hand, the zakve the small, and the thumb of the left hand, the yodeh the minah. Let him put it into his right hand. In other words, like this. Yod the right thumb in the left hand, and the left thumb in the right hand. Let the person say like this. Osun v'ano, you and me have a tlosa. Now that's the way you should talk to the shade. That you and me are three, that we have already three now, and therefore the mazikim won't harm us. Vishmile, what's going to be if you can hear back now, the yoma that the shade is going to tell you, Osun v'ano, have yabo, hey, you and me are four. That's what the shade will talk back to you. So what should you do now? Namele, talk back again to the shade, that Osun v'ano, have yichamisha. You were four, no, you and me are five. What about Vishmile, the armor Yosim and Nohevi Shisha? What about we hear back Nochamol, that the shade is a wise guy and says again, no, hey, you and me are six? What you do? Talk back to him. Namele, talk back to him again. Osun via Nohevi Shiva. No, again, I'll talk back to you. You and me are seven. Hevi Uvden, this happened at Meya Vichad. It happened with somebody that 100 times he spoke back to the shade. Every time we told the shade, me and you is five, he said no with six, no with seven, no with eight, no with nine, 10, 11, my mom is still 101. Opoka shader, and finally the shade collapsed. In other words, this is the eight, so don't give up. As long as the shade talks back to you, keep on telling him back that you and me are the odd number, and you win out. Trashi poka shader mirev tsar. He had so much tsar the shade, he just collapsed. So that's the eight. Omer ha-meimar. Omerli, so exactly what this Gemara means, we're not so sure. Some is Hechron Yonim here, but Omer Ameima. Omerli Rishtino, so Ameima says that Rishtino Dinoshim Kashvonis, that means Rashi says Gavrison Shalnoshim Kishvosim. We have the women that are Kishif, says he spoke to the head Kishif of the women. What do you call them? The Sasiyas? What? Sorcerer, head witch, yeah, no. Spoke to the head witch. He told him, that she told her Maimur, that Haiman, the poor Gabahu, Benoshim Kishvonius, if you find the lady witch, is name Hoch, this is what you say to her. Chori Chamimi, that means hot, drunk, is Bidikula Bizaya, that's like in a perforated basket, is Lupumaychu. That's what should be for your mouth. That's what we should put down your mouth. And Noshi de Chaisho, like the witches, Akora Kerchayu, has your heads should become bald. And Porach Perchayu means like the wind should carry off like the crumbs. Yeah, now just a little bit Chazor now, what we said before, that before the Gemara said, Ravina gave a terrorist, that how could they be misakin to have four Kaisais, the Kuru there's a Shail of Zugais, and they go off by pairs. So Ravina said, Ravina Omar, kol echad v'echad mitzvah b'vnei atzmaihu. Each one of the dalal kais is a special mitzvah by itself. Now the Rif over here brings down and says on this, that v'yamri ravosa, the Chacham said, hoyel v'chol echad v'echad mitzvah b'vnei atzmai, since each one is considered a separate mitzvah, each one of the dalal kais is its own mitzvah, v'achin en borer priagofen akol kosa v'kosa. On each kais, we have to make a special bracha borer priagofen the way we do it. Now the Rif says the Messiah lahay svarim eho. We bring a rai from this from the Gemara in Chulin that the Gemara in Chulin says the Tanan shochat meya chayis b'mokim echad. If you made a shechita on 100 different chayis in one place, or else kisu echad l'kulam. One kisu you can make for all of them. What about the meya oifres b'mokim echad? You shechted 100 birds in one place. There's also kisui echad kulam. We can make one kisui, one covering for all of them. There are Yehuda Oimer, shochet chaye yichase, v'yachakach yishchat oif. Then you first make the shchit on the oif. For Amin Allah, and the Gemara says on this, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, moide Rabbi Yehuda linyum brocho, shein mevorach ela brochachas. That Yehuda holds, you only have to make one brocha on the kisui adam. Omer Ravina Ravacha b'red the Ravo, V'yamrlo Ravacha b'rei the Rav l'Ravashi, Maishna mid Rav Brunya. What's the difference between Rav Brunya's halacha? V'Rav Chananel tamid the Rav. Deviyasvi v'sudosa. They were sitting down to have a meal together. V'koyi olaya Rav Yeva Saba, and he was there over them. V'yamrlo, he said to them, Havu nevorach. Let's go bench now. At the end of the meal, like he said, okay, it's time to bench already. V'hoder omalei.
have an ishti, then he changed his mind and said, let's go drink a little bit. Is omel Rav Yehuda Sab Hochiyam Rav. This is what Rav said. Kivan the Amrisu have an avorach. As soon as you said, let's go bench, issa solachul mishti. Not let him drink anymore. The Yahadru lehochi is hashta. So you see, Luchur, as soon as you said, let's go bench, it's called the Hesachadas, that you have to make another abrocha. So I came here by the Shechita, first you made the Shechita, and then the Kisa of Dam on the Behemoth, on the Chayis. Why again, when you do the Kisa later, don't you have to make a second abrocha? So Gemara there answers and says, Hashta Hosam. Hosam Mishtoye Brucha Be'adadod Lo Yevsha. Over there, I tell you, by benching Bricha Samozan, you can't do two at the same time. You can't make a brocha and eat, drink wine at the same time. Therefore, it's called a hefsek, it's called a stopping, the bircha samozin, and you have to make another bracha afterwards. You can make a shchita with one hand, or mechaseh b'chod yoda, and make a kis adam with the other hand. So the Rif says, Shamin and Hashtu learn from there, just like by benching, you can't drink and you can't say the broch at the same time. Therefore, we say heavy yafsok is like a hefsik. The kad masiv lo lebrucha samozin zorch las lavorach bar pregofin. Hezochinam ikivun lo yevshle lemikri lemishte. You can't say the agoda and drink the wine at the same time. It's zorch las lavorach. Therefore, you have to make another brocha. Bosa the gomer agoda. After you made the agoda, and who adin the bosa the gomer halila. Who adin after you make the halel, also you have to make another bar pregofin. And the Rif likes this as a svara. Now you, this is a good svara. This is what we have to do. And Lamaisa, that's the way we do. That after each kos, we make our own bar priagofen. Now, some Rishonim want to say there's no raya from that Gemara. Because like we had this svara before once. It's only bircha samozin. When you go to bench, that's called, you're like misalik, you're like giving up eating. Therefore we say, if you want to drink now, you have to make another bracha. Whereas there, by kisi adam, you're not misalik yourself, you don't have to make another bracha. So the Chur, you could say the same thing here also by the Seder by night. When you make the first bar pregofen on the first kais, you will never really misalik yourself, stop yourself from drinking any more wine. Rather, you just have to say the mitzvah of sipi tias matrayim, so maybe that's not called hafsaka. And the other svar is no, that since now you're being oisik in a new mitzvah of lisapa b'tias matrayim, and b'shach you're doing this mitzvah, but it's not nice to drink another kais of wine in between. Therefore, we say, since you're starting to do another inyan right now, of sipis yes b'trayim, therefore you do have to make another bracha on each kais. Now, according to this svara, the Ran asked the question, how come by moror we don't make again another bar priadofen, a bar priadoma? As usually, since we already ate, like karpas, before at the beginning of the Seder, and we made a bar priadoma then, we say that bar priadoma helps the pater, even the moror we eat later on. Now, the question is, since in between the karpas and the moror we say the haggadah, so you have now the rift svara, that by saying the haggadah be misap yitzias mitraim, it's called like a hefstick in between the bracha, and just like we make another boru priagofen on the next kais, we should have to make another boru priadama on the moror we eat when we get to moror. And the Teres Duran says, is that ein hachanami, really we should have had to make another bracha boru priadama, but the pshat is that we make a moitzi lechem in oritz, that pat is the bracha for the morer. In other words, the morer, the boru priadama, is like now tougher part of the suda. So we will make the moitzi lechem in oritz. This bracha pata is the boru priadama for the morer. That's why we don't have to make another bracha boru priadama. However, some of us should learn that the moitzi would not pater it. Therefore, the best answer is that when you first make the boru priadama on the karpas, you should have in mind that you want this bracha to help for later on for the morer also. Because it's doubtful, someone has said that maybe the morer later we eat is not really considered part of the Suda, it's something special we're eating, and therefore maybe us being part of the meal, you would have to make a bracha boru priadama. Therefore the best thing is when we make the boru priadama on the karpas, we should have in mind to part of the boru priadama for the morer we eat later. However, even if we do not have this in mind, we do not have to make another bracha boru priadama, because we could be samech on the Ran Svara to say that it is considered part of the Suda, and the moitzi lechem in oritz that we say later, that part is even the bar priadama for the maror. And some say, since there's a mitzvah on this suda to eat maror, the mitzvah is mechayev to make it be part of the suda. So therefore here, the moitzi would part of the maror, that's why we do not make another bar priadama.
All right, we'll stop here.